long-form census and aid to Haiti are two of the hot topics on the agenda in Vancouver this weekend. The Joint Statistical Meeting's largest gathering of number crunchers in North America and includes professionals from other parts of the world as well. Canada's recent controversial decision to get rid of the mandatory long-form census will be discussed in depth by those who spend their days dissecting that kind of information. Joining us now to talk further about this is Sastry Pantula, who's the president of the American Statistical Association. He'll be speaking at the meetings, and he's here with us this morning in Studio 10. Good morning.
Good morning.
How closely have statisticians like yourself been watching what's going on in this country and the fact that our government has made this move to drop the mandatory long-form census, and there's been such a public reaction to it?
That's exciting, actually. I was really very pleased to see the statisticians, not only in Canada, but also in the U.S., have reacted to this issue. And I think it's very important. I feel that if Canadians really want to know, Canada wants to know what Canadians need, they need good data. Good data, not just data. So I think for that, you need to get unbiased opinions and unbiased data. So the thing that I was thinking about is like statistics is like we use samples. Like take a soup. If you want to know whether the soup is good, you take a small sample. You stir it up and take a small sample and see how good it is. But you don't just take from the top what bubbles up. And that's where I think really I'm excited about statisticians reacting to this.
It's not just statisticians, though. It's the general public as well. And it's black or white. Some people are saying, no, this is wrong. We shouldn't do this. Other people are saying, I don't want to fill it out anyway. But it's are you surprised by the reaction that's really swept this country?
I am surprised, but not totally, because I think it is very important and public understands the importance of the data, importance of how the data is used in for education, for healthcare, for traffic, for various reasons.
Now, it's obvious what kind of impact this could have in this country, but how about elsewhere? How could this impact North America generally?
Well, I think in terms of the data, whether it is in U.S. or in Canada, I think it's very important that they have the right information to make the right decisions for public policy. So public policy affects everywhere, and I think that's the important reason why others should be interested as well.
How do other countries deal with this mandatory statistics collection? Like in the United States, for instance?
For United States, for example, we had the long form, and now it is called the ACS, and that is mandatory. And people are expected to fill that out, and they follow up. If they don't fill it out, there are some fines in the United States.
Does it ask the same personal questions that the Canadian long form asks?
Yeah, it has a lot of personal information about housing, about economic background. So there is good bit of personal information there as well. And that's what is very important in making the decisions.
As I've touched on a couple of times, this issue has really resonated with Canadians, and they've been talking about it now for weeks. Why do you think it's such an issue that ignites such strong opinions in the general public?
Because it has a long-term impact on the public policy in Canada. And I think it affects everyday person, how the decisions are made. And also that in terms of the importance of politics versus influencing how data are collected, I think that there needs to be a separation. And I think that's what excited a lot of the statisticians as well. I mean, Canada has good number of great statisticians, and part of the thing that I got concerned is no communication with important statisticians was made here.
Now, you're obviously here for a major international meeting of statisticians in visiting Vancouver. Is this the topic of conversation over coffee?
Definitely. It's going to be not only in the coffee in the hallways, but also we have special sessions. But this program was set much before this came up. But we have actually discussions. I think that the statistician that resigned recently, Munir, is also speaking in one of the panels. That was done before.
The former chief statistician.
Former chief statistician, yes.
Now, while we have you here, if we can talk, just breach on another topic here, and that is Statistics Without Borders in Haiti. What's that all about?
That's about Statistics Without Borders is not just about Haiti, but they have gone to Haiti when the earthquake has happened, and so they went to do the estimation of the damage and how the supplies are being distributed, etc. So we have a very special session, a late-breaking session on the Haiti at these meetings.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy your stay in Vancouver.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
Sastry Pantula, who is the president of the American Statistical Association, a speaker at the joint statistical meetings, which open on the 31st, tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, I should say, and run through next week here at the Vancouver Convention Center. So what do you think of Canada's presence now on this worldwide statistical stage, and something that I'm sure our government just thought, oh, well, we'll just do this, has received such a reaction from not only us here in Canada, but right around the world. Statisticians are talking about it around the world. Give us your thoughts on TalkBack at 604.